Yeah, no, low means it doesn't pack very good. It's kind of loose.
What do you call the dirt that packs real good?
That old gummy.
And the land next to a river or stream that gets overflowed.
Yes. They call that rich land.
Okay. You ever hear bottoms or lowlands?
Yeah.
What'd you hear that called?
Down in the... You call the bottoms close to the rivers. Where the river... What are you talking about where the river overflows? But it's supposed to be very good for plants.
What would you call land that's used for raising hay? Just grassland.
I don't know.
What do you have out west of here? Just some flat grassland? You call those?
Flatland.
Okay. Did you ever say meadow or prairie or?
No. I didn't know much about that.
You ever hear those words?
Yeah, I've heard the words. Yeah.
What do you think of them as?
Well, I don't know. I never really, by not having much experience on the farm. See, I was raised right here in the city. And not having much experience on the farm, I really haven't, you know, haven't questioned it, haven't looked it up in the dictionary, anything like that. You know, normally a kid or a teenager, if you use things like that, first thing you want to know, well, what is that? And if you come along like I come along, if you ask your dad or your mother what was that, they'd point the dictionary to you. For that reason, I didn't.
You would never use the word. What would you call land that's got water standing on it most of the time?
Swamp land.
Would a swamp land be fresh water or salt water?
Well, this is fresh water.
What would you call it as you get toward the Gulf and it's swampy, but it's salt water?
You got me. I don't know what you call it.
Say if you had some swampy land and you wanted to get the water off it. You'd say you wanted to...
Drain it.
What would you dig to drain the water?
Ditch. Ditch.
Okay. Would you still call it a ditch if you enlarged it so much that a small boat could go through it?
No.
Then?
Call it a channel.
Okay. And a small rise in land is called a...
Hill? Hill?
Okay. Any other name for hill?
Not another.
To open the door, you take hold of the door?
Knob.
Would you ever use the word knob talking about land?
I don't know.
That's not a word you...
I would.
What's something a whole lot bigger than a hill?
Mountain.
Okay. And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp?
Cliff.
And talking about several of those, you talk about several
mountains.
Or several of these.
Cliffs.
Huh?
Cliffs.
And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, that'd be a...
Valley?
Or it's still up high though. It's just between the mountains would be a... What about on television, gunfighters, for every man that they kill, they take their gun and cut a little...
Nacho. Put a little notch on it.
Cut a little what?
Notch. Notch.
Do you ever use the word notch or gap or pass talking about a mountain?
No, I haven't. I haven't been too. I'm not particularly in love with height, and I don't bother no mountain.